وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salam alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about different Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and human beings. And in the previous episode, we started studying and covering a very good book in this regard titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life story and biographies of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the great leaders of Islam from his pure progeny. So by covering the points and the elements in the lifestyle and life story of the Prophet of Islam, we are seeing a perfect human being in example according to Islamic teachings. We talked about the establishment of the community of Muslims in Medina and the external threats. We talk about how Quraysh saw Muslims as a threat to its position, its superiority, and all the things that they would see as a privilege to themselves. And they started attacking Muslims, the prosecution that they had against Muslims in Medina would lead to the migration of Muslims, both Abyssinia and Medina. And we were talking about the Battle of Badr, the context in which this battle started. Some people unfortunately misunderstand the situation. They think that Muslims without any reason started attacking the caravans of the pagans, while the real reason is that because pagans in Mecca had confiscated the properties of some of the Muslims, Muhajirun, and they would press the Prophet to take back their money, to take back their property. The permission was granted to them to attack this caravan of pagans in order to take at least a little bit in exchange of what they had confiscated from them. So Muslims were promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they will be granted victory. They saw that this victory is the one that they would gain with their encounter against the merchants, the caravan of merchants. But then when they came out of Medina, they realized that the Quraysh was informed about their preparation. And the Quraysh has warned that merchant caravan, and that merchant caravan has changed route. And instead, the Quraysh of Mecca, the pagans of Mecca, has sent a full army to attack Muslims. So the small army of Muslim, 313 people, at that time, they were puzzled somehow, but with the leadership of the Prophet, they did not lose hope. They were steadfast. But it was against their calculation. Quran says that you thought, وَإِذِيَعِدَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you one of the two groups. أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونَ لَكُمْ. You liked to have the one that was not difficult, without any trouble, the merchant caravan. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuridullahu an yuhiqqa al-haqqa bi kalimati. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a different plan, because He wanted to upgrade the level of this community. This victory at this level of your community had strategic benefits. You wanted money. Maybe you wanted money for good reason. You wanted to, spend the money in propagating Islam or developing your community. Or so it's not a bad plan that you had in mind, but the better plan was the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had in mind, to give you victory over this military caravan of the Quraysh, of the pagans, so that you set a good foot in the region. You show everyone that you establish your ground, and everyone now will recognize you as a power in the peninsula. And that was the case with the Battle of Badr, and the way that Muslims came out victorious from that battle. Now Muslims could establish themselves for others and for themselves. They had confidence that now this is a serious actor in the political, social level in Arabian Peninsula. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue our discussion. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Welcome back. We were talking about the Battle of Badr and how Muslims calculated differently from the divine plan, and how they thought that they're going to have the easiest, or the one that is easier from the two caravans. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them encounter with the army of Quraysh, and they came out victorious with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, Muslims could establish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually established a ground for Muslims, and the pagans, they were hit with a great blow, and they came back to Mecca, and they were very upset, and they were very furious that why we got defeated by these people. We outnumbered them multiple times, and they are just some few poor ex-slave people, how they defeated us. So they were very furious, and they decided to take revenge the next year, which is the third year after migration, and that is the Battle of Uhud. If you want to talk about these battles, then we have to consume like full episodes on different levels of them. But now we want to just touch upon the points that are there in these battles, and they show us the seerah and the life story of the Prophet in the leadership of his community. So pagans of Mecca, they tried to restore their faith and take revenge of Badr. Even in the Badr itself, like after the end of the battle, there was this cry that next year we're going to come back to take revenge, and that will be our date, okay? So next year, let us set a time and date for revenge. And they came back, and it was the Battle of Uhud. The story is long, but the short version is that Muslims were supposed to listen to the Prophet and to protect the army. Some of them, like around 50, they were appointed by the Prophet to guard a position. But then, because initially Muslims were victorious, these people thought that, well, let's go and take the spoils. And they left their position. Once they left their position, a group of the pagans, led by Khalid bin Walid, they attacked Muslims from the behind and made great casualties there, including the Hamza, who was martyred there in that situation. And definitely it was not a victory for Muslim. And you could not say it was a mixed victory for pagans as well, because they had the initial defeat. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved the Prophet, and it was close that the Prophet also was getting martyred by the pagans. But Imam Ali alayhi salam and Abu Dujana, they showed great courage in defending the Prophet, and things finished. But this time with great losses for Muslim Ummah. Inshallah, we're going to talk about the points related to the leadership of the Prophet and how this story affected Muslims and the lessons that Muslims took from this story in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me of bliss for life eternal.